Welcome to Freddy Talks Podcast. What's going on, my beautiful people? Welcome to Freddy Talks Podcast. Today's topic is the secret step to a peaceful, happy life. That one gets me all excited because this one is a step I do with all my life and business coaching clients to make sure they have a successful, happy life. So stay tuned because you're going to love this step. But before we talk about it, let me just remind everyone to come visit FreddyTalks.com, where I have articles, videos, and podcasts just like this one designed to improve your life, keep you happy, and keep you positive. So don't forget to visit FreddyTalks.com. All right, now that I put that plug in there, let's get started. So I call this the secret step to a peaceful, happy life, because I really do believe that once you implement this in your life, you automatically, literally within days, will be happier and more peaceful. And I call it the home within a home. What do I mean by that? Let me unpack that because it requires a little bit of unpacking. So the home within a home. So I'm assuming everyone of you who are listening has a place where you guys live, you guys call home. But due to chaos, work, family, events, birthdays, etc., all the chaos that we call life, sometimes we forget to create a space, a corner, I don't care where it is, a middle of your room, I don't care, where it's just about you, where it's decorated for you, decorated by you, it represents your presence in the universe, in the world today. This is going to be your home within a home. What are the benefits for that? And I'm going to unpack like about to the top five I'm going to give you guys. The top five of having a home within a home and how this will give you a more peaceful, happier life. So I'm going to jump on that. So number one, center yourself. This is a place where you can center yourself. Imagine, you know, you're coming from work, you're coming from school, and, you know, you can't help but come, you know, absorb a little bit of the chaos of the world. Traffic, people yelling, loud noises, problems, mentally, emotional blocks, etc. So you're dealing with so much, you can't help but have a chaotic feeling when you come home. So it is so beautiful to now have this concept of a home within a home so that you can walk into your big home and then go straight to your little home, your little corner, wherever it is that, or your hopefully an entire room, wherever it is, and center yourself. You know, use it to pray. If you're a believer, you just go in there and you know that it's a safe place to pray, to meditate. You know, take 5 to 10 minutes to meditate. Listen to music, you know, give you that extra positive boost that you might need. I don't know if you have inspirational books, inspirational audios that you listen to. This is a great place for you to just sit there and give yourself 5, 10, hopefully 15 minutes. If be more, that's awesome. But I always say 15 minutes, about 1% of your entire day's worth. So why not spend 15 minutes, 1% of your day, to center yourself, to give yourself a chance at success from, you know, chaos. So whatever it is that you want to do in this place, use it as a place to center yourself. It literally cannot get more clear and better. Because if you don't have this home within a home, then you're going to come into your house and realize that there's a place to make food, which is your kitchen, you know, a place to sleep, you know, your bedroom, a place to clean up, your bathroom, you know, and so on and so forth. But you don't have a place for you to center yourself, which makes a lot of sense, I hope, for those listening. If you're not centering yourself, you don't have a place to center yourself, you're most likely going to live in chaos. And chaos means stress. Stress means disease. Stress means not living happy or peaceful. So you can see where I'm going with this. So the number one reason why you need a home within a home, and that is one of the secret step to a peaceful, happy life, is because it can help you center yourself. So I'm going to jump on number two. Do you need a place like the home within a home to rest? And this one gets a little more biological. So I'm sure you all have heard that, you know, if you worked out, you have muscle memory, and it just goes back to, you know, if you start working out in the future and you stop working out for a little bit, muscles just start remembering where they're supposed to go. And so people who have worked out for a while, they have an easier time to build back the muscles rather than just rebuild from zero. And also for tasks, right? Stuff that we do mindlessly, wash ourselves or whatever it is that you do mindlessly. Hopefully it's not washing yourself, but, you know, stuff that you do mindlessly, this is just all muscle memory, reactions to it. So why do I bring this up as point number two for resting? Is because I want you to go within the home, within your home, and train your body that this is a safe place. Because now that you're always going to go to this place, you know, meditate, listen to music, just sit in silence, whatever it is you do to deal with the chaos of your day, your body's going to get used to that. Your body's going to get used to the idea that this is a place where I rest, where I bring that chaos from outside, that your body goes from, you know, fight and flight mode, right? The survival instincts, and you're changing it to being in the rest and digest mode. So you're literally switching your body. And the more you do that and you train it that this place is for you to feel safe and peace and rest, your body will automatically, you're actually going to get to the point, like most of my clients, and open the door and your body's going to be like, we're going to our happy place, right? And you're automatically going to feel even more peaceful, more relaxed, just walking in knowing that you're going to your happy place, to your home within your home. So that is why it's important, because your body is going to be trained to feel peaceful in this place. And it's going to give you the best rest possible, especially for those of you who are really busy people and successful people and people who want to succeed and have those restless minds at night and you can't fall asleep. Trust me, 15 minutes a day, just 1% of your entire day, spending it in the home within your home, having it train your body to rest in there. Oh, by the time you go to your bedroom, trust me, your brain is 90% ready to fall asleep, so you won't have those restless nights and therefore affect your next day. Okay, so let me go now on point number three. I hope you're getting all these points and I hope that it makes all sense. If not, if you have any questions, just you can go ahead and write me, or you can go down below and there's the comment section and you can just write in there and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have. All right, so let's go on number three. Family boundaries. So I'm assuming that in your home, if you're married, you have, you know, your boundaries with your partner and boundaries with your family. And if you're living with your parents or if you're living with your kids or roommates, whatever it is, creating this home within a home and having it decorated your way and making sure that everybody knows this is your space, it creates a boundary. It creates a beautiful space, a beautiful boundary that people know when you're in this area, you don't want to be disturbed, that you're just, okay, he or she's dealing with the chaos of the day, right? They just don't want to be bothered by now. And if you even train them, there's always going to be 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is, they can even now schedule it with you. So it's a beautiful thing. It really has change families, and in my experience with my clients, it saved marriages. That's how powerful this thing is, that people, you know, might go about their day mindlessly And when they come home, they just go through the motions, you know, come home, take off your shoes, right? Because your feet hurt from walking on those uncomfortable professional shoes. Or whatever it is, you know, just boots from construction, you know, whatever you do. And you just want to relax, right? Sit on the couch, watch some TV, get some dinner, whatever it is. But this is not going to move you forward. This is not going to give you a happier, more peaceful life. This is going to give you what I called, it's just temporary. It's a temporary solution to a persistent everyday problem. So don't do that. Choose to watch TV and do dinner and all that stuff after you've gone to your home within a home, your happy, peaceful place. I'm telling you, this is going to change your life. It's going to change your life of your how you interact with everyone and how they interact with you. So creating that boundary, that's the point number three that I want to make. But you creating this space, you're literally creating a bubble for people to leave you the heck alone. Isn't that beautiful? It's like nobody touches me while I'm in my bubble. Nobody talk to me. Nobody does this. You know, and it's just unhealthy to come from the stress of the outside world, bringing that into your home and trying to interact with your kids, with your spouses, with your siblings, with your roommates right off the bat. It usually doesn't work out well for either party. It will work out better if you know you can get 15 minutes in your happy place and you come back and then we can talk about whatever it is that you guys need to talk about. So boundary creating, it's a wonderful thing that happens when you create this home within a home. All right, and the reason number four that this is the secret to a peaceful, happy life is that it has a feel-good factor, right? It boosts your positivity to have a home within your home. That little place where you can have your little crystals, if that's what you do, or, you know, whatever it is, have the colors of your team and have the flag. I don't know what it is, you know. Don't make it extreme if your partner doesn't agree with any of that. But, you know, just be you, but be mindful if it's in a public area. But if you can get an entire room, then that's awesome. Go do it however it is you want to do it. But have your place. Decorate it your way. And with everything you like, it just communicates that you matter, not only to the world, but to yourself. Like, that's right. You know, for a while, I'll tell you a personal story. For a while, I have forgotten I love basketball and I love the Lakers. That's my team. Sorry for anybody else who doesn't believe in that. But I love it and I've forgotten it. And until I created my little space, I was like, oh, that's right. I love basketball. I love the NBA. I love Lakers. So it gives me a little boost to come home and see that and be proud of that. It makes you feel like you matter, like you stand for something. And I promise you that translates into other areas of your life that you can only make them better. So it's a feel-good factor. It gives you a boost when you walk into your home within a home automatically. Just for that reward, it's worth making the home within a home. And one thing that I've also learned from coaching, you know, life coaching and business coaching, is that it's a constant reminder of what we love. You know, if you have a picture of your family in there, it's a constant reminder of why you go to work so hard. Sometimes, you know, work can get super stressful and overwhelming, and it'd be good to have a place where you every day you go in there and you go, this is why I'm doing it, this is why it's all worth it. You know, you have the picture of you know, you the island in the Caribbean that you want to go and vacation, and he says, this is why I'm doing it, this is why it's all worth it. And it's a beautiful thing because it's a constant reminder of your evolution. You know, the things that you like when you're in high school, college, you know, your first job, somewhere in the middle of your career, your retirement, wherever it is, you have evolutions. The person that you were 5 years ago is not the person that you are now, because you constantly evolve, you constantly fall in love with new things. And this space gives you literally a visual to what you're in love with today. And also what you used to be in love with. You know, when you move, literally move that physical thing that represented how pride, you know, how proud you were from something you've accomplished in high school. You know, you move and that's how much you accomplished in college or in your life. Now you're bringing professional awards, et cetera, et cetera. You continue to evolve. And the physical representation of that in your home within a home, it's incredible. It's an incredible positive boost for your being, for you to feel like a winner every day. Like, yes, I've done some things, or yeah, I haven't done some things, and I get to get my act together. Let's go. So it's a constant reminder of your constant evolution, that you need to be in it and that you probably already are part of it. So it's a feel at the end of the day, point number four is like when you walk into your home within a home, it gives you a feel good factor. It's a boost to your system, and that could always be used in a life where chaos reigns most of the time. So creates a home within a home because it gives you a positive boost. Okay. And the last point I'm going to make here of why this is the home within a home is the secret step you need to be doing to a peaceful, happy life is the process to, it's a place to process your day, to think about your day. Now, this is not a place where you have a computer, have anything that makes you want to work or be productive. This is a place where you literally just process what just happened. You know, on the daily basis, on the weekly basis, on the monthly basis, on the yearly basis. This is a place where you come in and think about life. I realize that that's one of the biggest problems that I'm having with most of my coaching clients, and hopefully this helps you if you're in this situation, that you're just so busy moving forward, needing money, needing affection, and wanting to evolve spiritually, that you're so busy that you don't give yourself a minute to just rest and have that silent moment of in realizing and analyzing what have I done, where am I going, where am I at. You know, those check-in places, you know, as one of my clients put it, you know, this is the time where you check yourself before you wreck yourself, right? So you got to check with yourself to be living. Like, you can't be living mindlessly. I realized that this is like one of the biggest threats to anyone's success in your love life or in your financial life. It literally is the fact that you don't give yourself one peaceful minute. Because yes, there comes a point where obviously all of us are just get knocked down on our butts and by life because we make mistakes, and that's the time we take to reflect. But we need to be reflecting on a daily basis, on the weekly, monthly, yearly basis. And what a wonderful place to do it at than to in your home within your home, in a place that's decorated for you, by you, that your body now remains, that remembers that this is a safe place. This is not a place where you need to think about stressful stuff. So your body's already going to put you in a happy, more restful and peaceful mood. So this is the place. This is the place where nobody's going to bother you because you've created those boundaries with family already or whoever you live with. So this is a beautiful place to take, like I said, 15 minutes. It's 1% of your day. It will change your life. Take 15 minutes. Just think. You know, reflect. Oh, yeah, I forgot this. I need to do that. But try to keep it with a zero emotions without having this attachment to, oh no, I forgot that. Oh, now I need to call Frank and do that, you know? Or, oh God, I need to take this pill or whatever it is that you're stressful about. I'm talking about reflecting your day from a very peaceful place. Almost in, like if you're in prayer or meditating, from that place of peace, going big picture, you know, not the little picture stuff, big picture of like, do I have a good spouse? Am I living a good life? Am I accomplishing the dreams I want to accomplish? Am I traveling to where I want to go? Do I have plans for this? Do I have plans for that? And if not, you know, look for professional help. You know, this is the number one reason most of my clients come to me. They usually are either in their business field or in their life. They're lost. They're lost because they realize that they don't have the answer for everything, but they still live in that chaos. Like, I don't even know how we get trained for this. It's just like, if we keep pushing forward, we find the answer or something like that, but it's not, you know. Sometimes even I, as a life coach, look for professionals to train me on things I don't know. And this is the space to realize that and not attack yourself, like hate yourself. I realize that for some reason, we as human beings, we go, oh no, we're not getting this accomplished, so we hate ourselves for it, or we feel bad and depressed. Like, there's no need to feel bad or depressed if you're not meeting your goals. You know, just work harder at them. You know, tap into your, you know, the universe or God, whatever you believe in, to give you that extra boost. And if it's literally something that you just need professional help with, then just, there's your solution. Call a professional. That's it, you know. So don't take this as a time to, like I said, to reflect on the little things, but on the big things, big picture things, peaceful, relaxed, and not all the time. You know, just a quick little check-in. It never hurts anyone. But anyway, so that's the podcast today. I hope that learned. And if you, like I said, if you have any questions as to why this is the secret step to a peaceful, happy life, that a home within a home always will give you the benefits that I just mentioned, at least the top five that I mentioned. So if you have any questions, like I said, put them on the comments below. I'll be more than happy to answer every single one of them. But I promise you, I've done this for hundreds of clients now, and it works. Go create your home within a home. Go decorate it however you want to. Go tell your family this is what you're doing, and maybe encourage them to do it themselves. It helps in so many ways. And if at least the least amount of benefits that you get is you have a clear head and you can make better decisions, and you're actually going to be more peaceful. If anything else, it helps you interact with people in a better way. I promise you, just centering yourself in that place changes lives, relationships. So that's it for me today. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And as I'm going to start saying it now, do everything you do with peace in your mind, love in your heart, inspiration in your soul, and action in your feet, right? So love you guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.